Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Corporate Crossover Podcast, Bound for Success. I'm your host, Kevin Long, bringing you inspiring stories and practical advice from the 15 years of helping business professionals start, build or grow their companies by writing and leveraging a book. Each week, we're going to be exploring the world of leaving the corporate rot and transforming into successful entrepreneurs, making a significant impact in the world of business. So if you're feeling boxed in by your 9-to-5 and dreaming of entrepreneurial freedom, you're in the right place. So let's dive in. Greetings, visionaries and value creators. Welcome to another episode of Corporate Crossover Bound for Success, where we dive into the transformative journey from the corporate world to the realm of entrepreneurship. I'm Kevin Long, and today, this Saturday, we're unraveling the intricate dance of risk and reward that defines the entrepreneurial experience. So this episode is designed to inspire and educate business professionals on the financial dynamics of transitioning to entrepreneurship, but also balances the inherent risks with strategic insights and real-world success stories to highlight the potential for substantial financial rewards. Now, yes, we know that entrepreneurship is fraught with risks, but it's also the path to potentially unparalleled financial rewards. So let's explore how stepping into the unknown can lead to financial prosperity beyond the conventional corporate ceiling. Okay, we always start off with the introduction and the entrepreneurial gamble, I've called it this week. And embarking on an entrepreneurial journey is often likened to setting sail into stormy seas, and that's mainly because of the risks. Now, they're real and they're varied, from the instability of income to the uncertainty of business success. But then there's the other side of the coin. Now, the potential for significant financial rewards today, we discuss this dynamic, understanding how the gamble really can lead to gold. First off, you've got to understand the risks. Now, let's address the elephant in the room. The risks involved in entrepreneurship. Now, is my famous three again? These are the three that come up mostly when I speak to clients of mine. And it's the first one is obviously financial instability. Now, leaving a steady paycheck for the unpredictable income of a startup can be daunting and scary, but the initial phase often involves more cash going out than coming in. And this is just how it is. You know, it can cost money and certainly a lot of time to start a business. But there's market uncertainty. Now, no matter how groundbreaking your idea is, the market's reception is never guaranteed. Consumer needs, competition, and economic factors play critical roles. It can add a personal and a professional strain. You know, the blurring lines between personal and professional life constrain both finances and relationships. But the rewards, you know, beyond the bank balance, if you like. Now, with risks that high, what makes the leap worth it? The rewards of entrepreneurship extend far beyond more financial gains, okay? Now, equity and ownership. Entrepreneurs have a stake in their ventures. Now, that means the potential for financial gain is not capped by, you know, salary bands or corporate structures. Your effort directly influences your financial outcomes. And the passive income streams that you can have. You know, entrepreneurship offers opportunities to create passive income streams through products, investments, or scheduled services. And it paves the way for financial freedom. And then a big one, this has probably come up in the last few months actually, the exit strategy. Now, building a successful business opens the door to lucrative exit strategies, from selling the business to public offerings. And these can help, you know, they can offer financial windfalls far exceeding any corporate bonuses. Well, maybe not corporate banking, but you know, that's another story. So, mitigating risk through strategic planning. You know, how do successful entrepreneurs navigate these risks to reap the rewards? And I'm going to use the famous three twice this week. So, diversification. Don't put all your financial eggs in one basket. Diversify your income sources to buffer against business volatility. Now, we know things do obviously go up and go down. You just have to be aware of them. and you need a financial buffer. So start your entrepreneurial journey with a financial buffer. Savings that can support you through the initial phase without income. And that could be 3, 6 months, whatever your business is. But the main thing is continuous learning. Stay agile. Being willing to learn and pivot based on market feedback reduces the risk of sticking with a failing strategy. You know, you guys give me feedback all the time, and a lot of these are put together because of the feedback that you go. You know, now in this section, you know, coming towards the end, we always have a, you know, real life success story. Maya, she transitioned from a technical consultant to founding a SaaS company. Now, SaaS is service as a system, I think it is. No, system. Software as a system. It's like I've got my teeth in today. So despite the initial financial hurdles, our company's innovative solutions filled a niche market gap, and it led to exponential growth and a very lucrative acquisition deal. So it can be done, and it's being done all the time. But there is a psychological aspect of risk and reward. Now, entrepreneurship is as much a psychological journey as it is a financial one. And there's a couple of things. You know, risk tolerance, understanding your own risk tolerance is key. It shapes your decision making and can either fuel your drive or hold you back. And you've got a vision over the fear. The successful entrepreneurs often prioritize their vision over fear, and they see potential rewards as worth the risk. And again, my personal experiences, my two businesses, it's 100%, you know. So advice from the trenches. I borrowed this off another podcast. I like that, advice from the trenches, because the best coaches by far are people that have gone through things. And sometimes adversity, you know, but they're willing to help other people. So advice from the trenches. What's one piece of advice seasoned entrepreneurs often share? Start small. Test your ideas with minimal financial investment, just to validate the market before diving in head first. It's about smart risks and not reckless gambles. Okay, so as we wrap up, remember, entrepreneurship is not just about risking for the sake of risk. It's about calculated risks with the potential for significant rewards. Now, yeah, the journey is fraught with uncertainties, but it's also lined with opportunities for unparalleled financial and personal growth. I just want to say thank you for tuning into Corporate Crossover Bound for Success. And here's to embracing the risks, pursuing the rewards, and crafting your own path to financial success. So until next time or next Saturday, keep dreaming, keep daring, and keep driving forward. So it's goodbye, and may your entrepreneurial journey be as rewarding as it is bold. Have an amazing weekend, an amazing week next week. Love and light. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Corporate Crossover Podcast, Bound for Success. I want to thank you for joining us on this journey towards entrepreneurial independence. And remember, it's your determination and drive that will make you bound for success. So you never miss an episode, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. And for more resources and to connect with us, visit our website at babystepspublishing.com. And if you want to grab a copy of my latest book, just go to linktree.com/thekindleking. Until next time, keep crossing over and keep growing. I'm Kevin Long, signing off.